StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome to our February 2024 wrap-up with vital news from the startup and tech entrepreneurship scenes in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland in 30 minutes or less. Welcome to this month in German, Swiss, and Austrian startups here at StartupRate.io. Our news was or is being recorded right now with me in New York City and you in Frankfurt. Joe, welcome.
Hey, guys.
And obviously, the idiot mentions himself first, as they say in Germany. The mule mentions himself first. Recording date today is February 26th, and all news not included will be in our next news to be released on March 28th, 2024. And our publication date is actually the 29th of February. Since today happens only every 4 years, we all hope you enjoy the additional day and have a happy leap year, happy birthday to everyone who just ages more slowly than the rest of us. More slowly, that's also slower. So, looking ahead, there's also Easter holidays coming up in Germany. Our next publication will be on Holy Thursday, Grün Donnerstag in Germany. The Friday before and Monday after Easter in Germany are public holidays. So, since both weeks are shorter than and usually coincide with school holidays, many people will take off one or both weeks. So in case you are dealing with German business partners, just probably don't expect your calls to be returned or emails to be answered in a timely manner. There's a lot of people who like to take Easter breaks,
but including me.
I mean, for me as a freelancer, every day is Sunday, so there you go. Let's get started with our highlights today. We are having a look at Microsoft, who plans to invest 3.3 billion euros in expanding its data centers in Germany in order to handle AI and cloud computing. A move welcomed even by German Chancellor Olaf Scholz as a commitment to progress and global openness. I mean, we very often here talk about how Germany struggles to stay relevant in especially like high tech and IT sectors. So that is something that especially German politicians will have liked. Then we are looking at Vienna-based AI startup Magic that secured $117 million in funding, aiming to surpass ChatGPT-4 with its AGI ambitions, while Stuttgart's Instagrid raises $95 million to expand into North America with innovative portable battery systems. However, fintech struggles a bit. Surfacing are at Ellinvar, a company that faces insolvency despite a 15 million euro investment. And in the medtech world, cannabis company Sanity Group cuts staff in what is right now a very interestingly developing market environment in Germany too, because there's legalization talks going on. Meanwhile, BioNTech wins a lawsuit. Flixbus expands to India, Mondu secures $30 million for euros for expansion, and changes in German insolvency regulations pose challenges for debt-funded startups like InstaFreight. And finally, we'll have a look at the EV charging platform Monta, who raises €80 million for European expansions. So let's talk startups. But after all that, the video podcast and the audio podcast I already mentioned will go live on February 29th. You can find all of the places where you can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Castbox, Global Podcast Network, Good Pods in our show notes. You can tune into our radio station at www.startup.radio. You can get our content to your inbox and cell phone. You can find our other channels on Linktree. There's really no, in case you want to consciously avoid us, you can. But in case you forget to avoid us, there's no way.
By the way, consciously following us, we are now taking officially live our Blue Sky accounts that will be dedicated Deep Tech Germany, FinTech Germany, and StartupRate.io channels. There you'll find very likely similar content to Twitter there, but we're trying to figure it out. We also saved our names, our accounts on Threads, but Threads does not allow you yet to use social media management tools in the back end, which actually is a downer for us since most of the stuff is personally done by me despite all the other work. So I cannot spend so much time in maintaining this. That means for now, Threads will be only have new content on occasion. Sorry. Talk about our enablers, people who make this possible. This recording was supported by Hessen Trade and Invest and the European Enterprise Network Hessen. These organizations have made tremendous contributions to helping startup businesses succeed and thrive, providing a range of services from helping to find grants to ongoing partnerships. By taking advantage of these resources, startup companies can network and develop innovative strategies for success on the international stage. The dedicated support of HTAI and the Enterprise Europe Network Hessen is paramount in providing startup businesses with the tools for lasting success. Look for our dedicated sub-podcast in partnership with them, Tech Startups Germany, or, of course, on our Linktree. By the way, you could also have a look on Slack for our newsletter, or you can even go to Telegram, where you get real-time alerts every time we publish a podcast, and you're not victim of any algorithm there. The other supporter is, of course, Startup Raven, the best way to identify investors and cooperation partners for early-stage startups. You can sign on for early access there, and handing over to Chris and the top news.
Yeah, digging deeper into some of the stories that I just mentioned. First off, Microsoft. Microsoft is going to invest €3 billion to expand data centers to handle AI in Germany. A move that caused huge international coverage too. The Mirror wrote, Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz has given a big thumbs up to Microsoft's plan to invest a whopping €3.3 billion in the country. The tech giant wants to boost its data center capacities for artificial intelligence and cloud computing. They quote Olaf Scholz by saying, this is a really good commitment to progress, to growth, to modernity, and to global openness as the basis for these opportunities. We have news about an Austrian AI startup that raised $170 million, claiming to surpass ChatGPT in some aspects. And it is about the Vienna-based startup Magic, founded by Eric Steinberger and Sebastian Deroux. They've recently disclosed that funding round of $117 million with former GitHub CEO Nat Friedman, his investment partner Daniel Gross, and Alphabet's growth fund Capital G among the investors. Magic wants to create an AI software developer superior to humans, capable of handling complete jobs rather than just individual tasks, like current co-pilots, with ambitions towards achieving artificial general intelligence, AGI. Their model, including LTM1, with an immense context window of 5 million tokens, surpasses other leading AI companies' large language models, called LLM in short, by a significant margin, potentially revolutionizing tasks like coding assistance with its ability to consider vast amounts of context. So this vast context window defining the model's memory span and processing capabilities underlines Magic's substantial computational requirements, elucidating the substantial investment needed for LLM development. And you can find much more about this at Trending Topics, who came up with the original reporting, and the link to that is in our show notes. We go to my old hometown of Stuttgart, where Instagrid raises $95 million, and around that now totals $145 million. Instagrid is a provider of high performance portable battery systems. That's already a Series C funding we're talking about, and it was led by Teachers Venture Growth, TVG, from Ontario Teachers Pension Plan, with participation from Morgan Stanley Investment Management, MSIM, 1GT Climate Private Equity Strategy, and contributions from existing investors, including Energy Impact Partners, SET Ventures, and others. They are planning to use the money from this funding to facilitate their expansion into the North American market. They want to boost production. They want to diversify their mobile power solutions for decarbonizing off-grid power. And to give you some background, Instagrid was founded in 2018, and they want to replace fossil generators in various sectors and boost smaller, lighter, and more powerful products enabled by stacked micro-level inverters. They hired the US CEO, Rich Romer, and hinting at plans to establish offices, expand their team, and launch new products tailored to the United States and Canada. More in-depth news about, or more in-depth details about that can be found at FinSMES. FinSMES, is this how they pronounce it? FinSMES. FinSMES, maybe. FinSMES. FinSMES.
I'm not sure.
God, I'm like, yeah, okay, setting myself up here for something, it feels. Bit more problematic news is that the fintech Elinvar, even though they had a 15 million euro investment in the back, they still face insolvency as the startup fails to attract buyers or investors. 70 employees have already been laid off. Prominent investors here included Goldman Sachs, and they failed to salvage the company. Former guest Sanity Group cuts headcount. It's a Berlin-based cannabis startup that was on our show. Known for investors like Will.i.am or Snoop Dogg, they cut 12% of their headcount, so 1 in 8 people. You can learn more about the entrepreneur behind Sanity Group, Finn Hensel, in our interview. Link to that is in the show notes. And BioNTech, kind of like world famous because of the COVID vaccine, does not have to pay a woman from Rhineland-Palatinate that lost a lawsuit against the company. The court dismissed her claim for damages over the alleged vaccine injury. So, Germany has a huge group of vaccine skeptics, and some of them were trying to get money from the vaccine companies, but so far to no avail.
Thank you very much. By the way, guys, how do you like a little bit more in-depth content of our headlines? I hope you really like that. We're slowly changing a little bit the news here. I've tried it as well.
So ridiculous. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there is an automatic effect in the background of Chris that is very nice. But let's continue with the top news. Namaste. Unicorn Flixbus, known as the owner of Greyhound Bus, expands to India. The co-founder, Jochen Engert, has also won the Entrepreneur of the Year Award 2022, for which we interviewed him. By the way, the interview with Finn Hensel was for his award of Entrepreneur of the Year 2021. In other news from Flixbus among the winners in recent strikes in Germany's railway operator Deutsche Bahn, along budget airlines and car rental companies, which is actually not a surprise. You don't have that many opportunities to get around if you don't own a car. Mondo gets 30 million loan for expansion. Exciting times for Berlin's buy now, pay later fintech Mondo. With European expansion in full swing and demand soaring, they've secured an additional 30 million in funding from a renowned fintech investor. Oh, that is some very technical but important news. Technicality may lead to more insolvencies and a strong headwind for debt funding in Germany. There's some background, and let's do some explaining here. If men explain women's stuff, it's called mansplaining. How would we call it if we explain Germany stuff? Germsplaining? Doesn't sound right. Nah. We should think about something like that, right? Let's do some explaining here. In Germany, insolvencies are regulated by the Insolvenzverordnung, which could be translated into Germany insolvency statutes. The rule has been that companies who take on debt need funding for 4 months during Corona, but the changes had a time limit until the end of 2023. There was no extension, and so now startups with debt funding need to be funded for 12 months. Otherwise, profitable startups need to file for insolvency. That is likely what happened to Instafreight. Also, Monta raises 80 million euros and will be a guest. EV charging platform Monta closes 80 million Series B to accelerate EV charging infrastructure deployment. They're from Denmark, but also active in Germany, and we will talk about their expansion to Germany and the European EV market. Stay tuned. Housekeeping and time to brag. We keep it very short this time. Our former guest Ivan completes the successful fundraising campaign with Monite. Exciting startup news from Berlin. Monite, a fintech innovator, just secured 6 million in seed funding led by Vala Ventures, Peter Thiel, I do believe, Third Prime. They're set to redefine B2B finance automation. There's the link to the news and the link to our in-depth interview with him. If you are interested in working with us, for example, become an advertiser and sponsor, there is a link to our Passion Food storefront. And I hand over to Chris with the ecosystem.
Yeah, let's have a look at some ecosystem news. So news that affect the startup community or startup landscape in Germany and Europe. First off, we are having a look at a report about a very contentious topic. Which is the gender pay gap. So new research from Ravio came up with a number or an estimate that the gender pay gap in Europe is about 26% in the tech industry. There's a link to the PDF in our show notes that shows you details for each country. In Germany, it is around 25%, according to the report. In France, it's just 18%. And in the UK, it's more like 29%. All those numbers usually have this little asterisk of that it's not always easy to compare different jobs and different tasks. Nevertheless, what we can always learn from it is whether the gender pay gap actually closes or does not close if you stick to the same way of calculating it. And the result usually is that it's ridiculous how big and stubborn the gender pay gap actually remains. Another European news is that European Union countries strike a deal on a landmark AI rulebook. As we can see, a lot of the a lot of Western countries or Western structures try to come up with rules and guardrails for artificial intelligence. And they all were walking on a very tight rope, trying to say, okay, this is how we want to rule you, but also please do business with us because we're too afraid that we're going to lose out on you making money in our country or paying taxes in our country. For more details about the EU rulebook, you can have a look in our show notes. Looking at Switzerland, Swiss startups secured 2.6 billion Swiss francs in funding, despite a 35% decrease in investments for 2023. The mature startups faced a notable decline, the number of financing rounds remained steady, as is highlighted by the Swiss Venture Capital Report.
That is, by the way, almost $3 billion US dollars.
Yeah, there you go. And in the German ecosystem, there is one of the numbers that people tend to look at a lot in order to get an idea of where German business and business sentiment is going is the IFO Business Climate Index, der IFO Geschäftsklima Index. And it is on the rise, even though we have an ongoing discussion about the German economy probably be not that future proof. But for now, we see that IFO Institute wrote on their website for the February issue that sentiment among German companies has brightened somewhat. The IFO Business Climate Index rose to 85.5 points in February, up from 85.2 points in January. This is due to slightly less pessimistic expectations. Assessments of the current situation remained unchanged. Positive and negative responses here were nearly in balance. Germany economy seems to be stabilizing at a low level. Then Germany steps up its cybersecurity game with BSI's launch of the new National IT Operations Center. It's a leap forward towards a safer digital landscape. BSI is the German Institute for Security in IT Systems, rough translation. I'm sure they have a more specific English title as well, but just to give you an idea. Then Germany is to ease fintech growth caps after a clampdown in Wirecard's wake. Wirecard, the big scandal that we often talked here about, basically a startup that everyone was in love with and had kind of, it turned out they had invented a lot of the money in the books that wasn't actually there. So we are still in the cleanup phase of this with ongoing trials. And so as you can see here in this news, it is some governmental idea of how to solve this. And BaFin, which is the German, could one say the German SEC equivalent, probably?
Mm-hmm. Finance watchdog,
Finance watchdog. BaFin has been leading what's arguably Europe's biggest clampdown in mostly digital startup banks, as well as on payment firms. The actions taken by the watchdog have likely compounded deep valuation declines across the industry as borrowing costs rise, writes the FinTech Collective on the topic. We are seeing progress at individual firms, but not all, says BaFin Executive Director Birgit Rudolph in an interview from her Frankfurt office. There will definitely be cases where we loosen restrictions this year. And then up into the world of family offices. The number of family offices investing in private markets has more than doubled in the DACH region, so Deutschland, Austria, Switzerland, since 2018, reaching 2,000 active managers, according to Prickwin. So, as always, Germany seems to be doing what Germany is best at, and it's SMEs doing their thing. Mittelstand. Moving on to hubs, and let's have a look at specific regions in Germany.
Yes, Frankfurt, Rhein-Main, my home turf, as always, the order of the cities here is just in the order we count the news, and that's how they end up in our news. Commerz Ventures leads 25 million Series B in Thun, T-U-U-M. Frankfurt-based medtech startup Implify raises 7-digit Series A venture funding, and WeWork will shut down locations across Germany. We found here an article specifically focusing on Frankfurt. They will shut down one of the locations in Frankfurt, but will keep the other one, and they'll also shut down locations in Hamburg and Berlin. Waldorf, it's the home of SAP. And there's a bold move powering AI ventures through a major overhaul. Amidst cutting 8,000 jobs, they're also investing 2 billion euros in AI, a transformative step towards shaping the future of tech. We know one place where they will spend the money because we found related news. SAP starts its own AI startup called Project Jarvis. And that's really the moment when I had some Iron Man in my ear, because you remember Jarvis is the AI that assists Iron Man. Hamburg-based AI kitchen startup Circus, specialized in the kitchen for delivery, assisting with AI and robots, lists in Frankfurt via a direct listing. So that means a stock, they get onto the stock exchange just by going over there and say, hey guys, now our shares are available without the IPO and all the, as we say in Germany, brimborium around it. Hamburg-based co-working company Work Republic. Oh, he's smiling with primorium. Again, Hamburg-based co-working company Work Republic has to file for insolvency. They have 2 locations in Hamburg. The future is yet unclear. And going down to Stuttgart, Stuttgart's climate tech startup secures a whopping 4.75 million seed funding. Their innovative technology aims to revolutionize the chemical industry by recycling plastic waste and CO2. Then we do have Karlsruhe. Daedalus, a Karlsruhe, Germany-based technology company building factories using AI, raises $21 million US dollars in a Series A funding. And as you can tell, when Chris is now taking over Austria and Switzerland, we also up the coverage of Austrian and Swiss startups there. Let us know how you like it, guys. Chris?
Yeah, Cigna backs the Austrian 9am Health in a revolutionary health tech move, boosting cardiometabolic care innovation there, writes BNN Breaking. Then also from Austria, e-bike subscription startup Bike Gorillas opens its insolvency proceedings. The founder fell sick and does not plan to continue. And we have news from the Vienna biotech scene. GST antivirals raises over 6 million euros, combining a 4 million euro Series A investment with a 2.2 million euro grant from FFG. So, more news from the biotech scene in Austria. FFG is a governmental grant, as far as I know. Sounds administrative to me, coming from an administration, not as in like bureaucratic, but just like legit. Sounds legit. That's what I want to say. Switzerland, the carbon credit insurer Carbon Pool raises $12 million in a seed round. There's a new investment that brings Limatech Series A to 40 million Swiss francs. Here we have a little quote for you. Limatech Biologics, a Swiss biotech startup from Schlieren in Switzerland, has raised an additional $3 million US dollars from health tech investors 10 Mile, bringing its Series A round to $40 million. The funding will be used to further advance the company's proprietary self-adjuvenating and multi-antigen vaccine technology platform and to initiate phase one clinical trials for their Staphylococcus aureus candidate and phase two trials for the Shigella vaccine candidate. And that was a quote from startupticker.ch.
AIB a little bit smart as because the Staphylococcus aureus is this MRSA, this multi-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, where you always have trouble in the clinics because it's resistant against all the known antibiotics. So that's why they are working on it to finally get.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah.
Better, yeah, up your game, Staphylococcus friends. So Lockheed Martin invests in Meteomatics an undisclosed amount. They write, Lockheed Martin Ventures, the venture arm of the global security and aerospace company, has made a strategic investment in Meteomatics. The funds will enable the St. Gallen-based company to scale its high-resolution weather and climate technology and expand into new market and industries. We have Qubit Capital that closes an oversubscribed first fund at 29 million Swiss francs, focused on Swiss tech startups tackling global issues. The Zurich-based VC firm strengthens its position in the venture capital market with that money. The fund will only invest in 12 to 15 Swiss startups, writes startupticker.ch. Global healthcare VC firm invests 30 million in Ecotech, a Swiss medtech company pioneering the development of implants for spine tumor stabilization. The financing comes from MVM Partners. And then Signum, the global bank for digital assets, surpasses expectations in an oversubscribed funding round, raising over $40 million and is now valued at $900 million. And Switzerland's leading auto subscription service, Carvolution, has secured up to 200 million Swiss francs in asset-backed financing with Barclays among the new backers. So this will fuel the expansion of their vehicle fleet. Details about that in the show notes. Moving on to our final section, general news, tech news, company news. We include some news here that we think are relevant for more established companies as well. Usually kicking things off with new funds in case you're looking for money. There's Early Bird Health that just closed 173 million euros fund focusing on healthcare innovation. They've even got major European health insurers on board from digital health to biopharma. You can find a bit more about this. I'm letting you do the fintech news and take a deep breath to then wrap things up.
Yes, sorry that we've been so funny and gotten a little bit off the topic. We will surpass the 30 minutes for this recording. Really sorry. It was just because Chris and I have been, another German word, been blödeling. Nicht so rumblödeln.
Yeah. Important context.
Important context. From the brink of insolvency to new chapter, Berlin-based healthcare fintech Cure Finance has been acquired by specialist, founder Martin Buhl's resilience shines as they bounce back stronger. You can find more in the link in the show notes. Handing over again to Chris with the general news.
General news, and I will rattle this a bit. So Sepp Hochreiter, mastermind behind LSTM, is set to challenge OpenAI's dominance with NXAI. We have news about both founders of the Tony's Box, which is like an audiobook system for kids, stepping down from their management roles of the company. They hand over to a professional management team. Factory Berlin, once a hotspot for innovation at Görlitzer Park, is shutting down this location. The CEO hints at revamping the hub's concept amidst changing work trends. Octopus Energy's tech arm Kraken acquires Berlin startup Quest with KW. The HR tech unicorn Personio reshuffles product and its products and tech department. 100 employees are let go. German solar startup NextWave is building a gigawatt factory in the US, seizing opportunities in America's solar boom. And Berlin-based Vegans AG was once Europe's first vegan grocery store chain. At times, they also acted as wholesalers. Now they leave the brick-and-mortar business and close their last physical store, focusing on their own line of products in other people's stores instead. Back to you.
Schumpeter's schöpferische Zerstörung, creative destruction as well, going a little bit longer. Long stories do not always turn out well. Movinga files for insolvency. The story is long and littered with lawsuit. It seems to have a good end with a takeover by a UK-based competitor last year. Movinga, Movago, Move24, a business angel building a competitor, lawsuits, a merger, takeover, and now the end. We also talked to about the story with Finn from Sanity Group, because before he founded Sanity Group, he was one of the CEOs of the competing companies in the story. We're not going into details. It's long and winded. Kundasene compiled a list of companies that had already filed for insolvency in 2024. The list includes InstaFreight and the aforementioned new rule for startups with debt funding that they need to be funded for 12 months. Troubled brews at Civé as they enter protective proceedings. Tensions rise within the shareholder circle amidst the storm. Stay tuned as the story unfolds. They say Civé is developing the world's real-time representative opinion research technology. New broker for women fails. FINA gives up after just 2 years. Another reminder of the challenges in creating inclusive financial platforms. And we end on a high note with Chris.
Only good news here about successful fundings and exits. We included some selected fundraisings above 5 million euros or dollars, and some positive outlooks for the remainder of the year in order to keep to end the news in an upbeat mood. Berlin-based creative platform Kittel raises another $36 million for its browser-based design tool, writes TechCrunch. Qdrend, Berlin, Germany-based open-source vector database, raises 28 million euros in a Series A funding. Morissier, also from Berlin, a German-based startup which specializes in scholarly communications, raises $16.5 million in a Series B funding. The Berlin-based Pragmatic lends a 15 million euros deal to scale its B2B digital packaging platform across Europe. And Planet A Foods seals a Series A funding with 14.1 million euros. They are based in Munich and they try to modernize the food industry with Choviva, a cocoa-free chocolate for food giants. This concludes all of it. We will be back on March 28th, as we said, with the next episode. The next regular episode will go live next week. That's a wrap. We have some stuff to stay ahead of the curve, but it's been taking us too long today anyway. So I say goodbye from New York.
Auf Wiedersehen. Bye, guys. That's a wrap. Bye-bye.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.